B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
and giving
me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it!
I didn't add
you
it!
Added that.
I didn't even know it!
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hit that horn, Roy. Take us out, buddy. Nice.
Okay, well, I'm out of breath. hang on.
Hit it.
Yeah.
All right, give us one more note.
That was so stupid.
So silly.
I love it, though. Yeah, I actually listen to saxophone players on Spotify.
I love jazz, you know that. But all right, good morning, everybody. How are you feeling on a Tuesday? Today is September 22nd, 2020.
Blessed to be stressed.
For the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show, it is golf day. We are golfing with our friends at Eastwood Homes for, I think some of the proceeds are going to Secret Santa, which is really nice.
Yeah.
For Levine Children's Hospital. Loren, we'll start with you. You came in and you said this is not the outfit I wanted to wear.
No.
But I'm wearing it anyway.
I was very upset this morning when I checked the weather because I thought maybe if it was like 60, 65 this morning, I could get away with my shorts that I picked out like 2 weeks ago. I had a really cute scalloped bottom Lily Pulitzer short to go with my polo this morning.
Amazing. You would have just looked so fantastic.
I know. And this morning, I had to see if anything in my closet would even remotely pant-wise be okay for golf. I have maternity pants on this morning.
They look great.
Thanks.
Nicole loved them.
Yeah, I mean, they're navy checked. They're cute, but not what I wanted to wear. Yeah, when I'm done with them, you absolutely can have them.
I'll fit in a maternity pant.
I pretty much need maternity pants.
Oh, they're glorious with that stretch.
Let me tell you, when I discovered that they make blue jeans with like 3-4% spandex in them, it is the most glorious thing that's ever been invented.
See, the maternity pant has like this wide band on it that's just like stretchy material.
Yeah. That's what I need.
The waist.
That's what I need.
My waist screams.
Yeah. We need to make maternity pants more of a normal thing for big people.
I'm going to start a line called Manternity.
Oh, love it.
You would probably do really well.
I would buy
Manternity
it.
Pants, yeah.
We can develop it together, buddy, and I'd be your model.
Yeah.
I would love wear it. All of it.
I like the fact that Nicole is coming to play, but she's only going to fill in for Loren when Loren has to go pump breast milk for her son, Jax.
Yep.
Which will be, like, what, twice maybe during the round?
Yeah.
So then
twice.
You'll have to change pants and everything because Nicole doesn't have any. You don't have any golf attire on, do you? Collared shirt.
Oh, was she?
What?
Are you wearing
this
a collared shirt?
This is my golf outfit. Mani thought you didn't have anything.
I got khaki shorts on and a Carolina Panthers golf polo.
Okay, maybe I just didn't even realize.
Bro.
What are you wearing for shoes?
Well,
she can golf in sneakers.
I got Vans.
It's fine. Okay.
This is the preppiest thing I own.
Okay.
So, if you're going to be in a golf cart with Burpee.
From Power 98, yep.
If Loren's going to be in a golf cart with her husband, then Nicole's just going to follow y'all behind in her own golf cart?
Yeah,
probably.
Remember, you and I had a golf cart last year and it ran out of electric.
That
we had to be pushed back to the
clubhouse.
Our battery died.
Evidently, it requires more juice when someone thick is on it. Who would have thought?
There's a lot of hills at Raintree Golf Course. Speaking of my day in 30 real quick is just like I set my bag out last night. I set my shirt that I'm going to wear and everything and freaking walked right past it, got in my car and was driving, pulled out of my development. And I'm like, oh, my God, my golf stuff, because I was like, oh, it's going to be a chilly day for golf today. And I'm like, well, I'm not playing because I left everything in my house, literally walked past everything. I'm so dumb.
Oh, man. Well, my day in 30 seconds is, you know, I walk typically before I go to bed. I go do like a 3-mile walk. That's what I typically do.
Mm.
And it's getting darker earlier and earlier. And I'm not adjusting my start walk time. And so last night I'm walking in the pitch black and I'm like, this looks like I'm in a Halloween movie. Like Michael Myers is going to pop out near underneath the streetlight and kill me. You know, and then every time a car passes, because I have like black workout gear, I'm like standing, Roy. I'm standing in people's yards as car passes so I don't get hit. And I'm like, someone's going to call the cops on me.
I'm more afraid you're going to get hit by a car if you're walking in all black attire.
It's just not, it's not a good system, but I have a hard time starting my walks earlier, you know, because I'm busy. Cause I don't want to be walking in the middle of dinner time.
I know.
You know.
I know. So. I noticed yesterday when I went to get the mail at like 3, I'm like, you know what's funny? Is like I could tell the sun's at a different angle than it normally is at 3.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's happening.
It is happening, and I'm screwed. And I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm too afraid to join a gym because of coronavirus.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. You're doing good. You're losing weight. You look good.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
I brought up that story just to hear you say that.
we're proud of you. We do have a lot to get to today. Up next, though, big, like, kind of some interesting things are happening around Charlotte that all kind of came out yesterday, including a team of all women that are doing something really cool. We have NASCAR news and political news all happening here in Charlotte. We'll get to that coming up in just under 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Welcome to your Tuesday with MRL.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
There's a lot happening here in Charlotte, particularly, that popped up yesterday. For one, I guess we could start off with, we know North Carolina is a battleground state for Trump and Biden.
Especially now that Biden announced he was coming and then Trump announced he was coming.
Yeah. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be here Wednesday, and then Donald Trump's coming back here on Thursday.
And it's like his fifth time or something.
In a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's his fifth visit to the state in the past month.
Now, how come when he comes in, he doesn't swing by his golf course? He's always going to Mar-a-Lago and
he doesn't ever go up to the one up in the Point.
Yeah, I wonder what's up with that.
I don't know, but I played golf there. Really? And he has his locker.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He has a locker. Ivanka's got a locker. His sons have a locker.
Did you touch it?
I took a picture with it. Again, listen, political stuff aside, I loved Trump as a celebrity. Growing up in New Jersey, he was always in the news around New York. And then I loved Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. You were a big fan of Celebrity Apprentice.
And then somebody's
okay to say you're a big fan of Trump. Why do you feel so scared to say
that? Oh,
okay.
Dude, you can't, because we have a really good Trump impersonator that we can't get on the radio, because if you make fun of it, people get mad. Yeah, it's like gone are the days of having like being SNL where we could just like have fun. It's not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like my Obama, when I used to do my S's, now forget it. I can never do that. People would be like, what are you, a Republican? I'm not telling you A and B. Stop asking me.
We're having fun.
But anyway, yeah. So, Roy, good point. I don't know why he does that. But they also, Biden and Trump, have spent more money in North Carolina, more political money on advertising, mm-hmm. than any other state, with the exception of Florida.
Yeah.
So North Carolina is really interesting. And then the other big news that came out yesterday was that Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin.
I saw that.
Are starting their own race team.
Yeah.
And they're going to put Bubba Wallace in their race car.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did Bubba Wallace get cut from...
He left from Petty.
Oh, why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, now I think I know.
Yeah,
he left
him.
To go be with Jordan and... No, Petty... Richard Petty was...
He stood beside him during all that
supporter.
Whole thing. Yeah, okay.
Richard Petty was a big supporter. I think this opportunity to go ride in Michael Jordan's car, and they bought a car spot from somebody, mm-hmm. so they'll be in every single race.
Let me tell you something. If all of a sudden we got a phone call, and Michael Jordan was starting a radio station, Dear Beasley, I ain't sticking around. I'm joining the Michael Jordan Radio Network.
There it is now. I just want the Jordan brand radio gear.
Right.
Yeah. The Jordan brand radio shirt. I'd do it too. Leave it a heartbeat.
I think that's a Jordan brand shirt you're wearing, Roy.
It isn't. Well, it is. He got it special made. It's not technically his line you buy in stores, because I'm too big and they didn't make my size in the stores, but they made one special.
Yeah. That's good. It's for the love of the game. The all-inclusive
All-inclusive shirt, which I love it because you guys got the Jordan brand one, which is really form-fitting to your body. They got it nice and loose for me because I'm a big guy.
I had to tie my tight shirt to a tree and then tie it to the back of my truck and drive it and stretch it so that I could fit in it without it looking form-fitting. Because I'm just big in all the wrong
spots.
You're
not into that look.
No. I want to have a flat stomach so bad, but I want to do nothing to get there.
I was going
to
say, you got to stop eating chicken wings.
Ah!
And you got to quit doing that trick where you put the whole chicken wing in your mouth and nothing comes out but bones.
Oh, it's the worst. It's so barbaric.
I'm about 3.5 hours away from destroying some Chick-fil-A at the Eastwood Homes golf tournament that we're playing in this morning.
Just Chick-fil-A. If I remember correctly, when I golfed with y'all last year, well, I didn't golf. I was on the beer cart. But when I was at the golf tournament last year, I had like 2 breakfast burritos before 10:30.
Yeah.
And then I had Chick-fil-A at lunch.
The spread is delicious. They really do it up there.
I have
there.
So many questions about the food drink situation.
All right. Well, we'll discuss in commercial here. But one more thing, Ryan, that I did want to bring up that kind of put Charlotte on the map. And you blogged about it.
I did. It is an all-female team building a Habitat for Humanity home for Deborah Adams right here in the Queen City. She's so excited. She's going to be able to live in her brand new home coming up in about 4 or 5 months. And there's been a lot of struggles building the home because, as y'all know, with COVID, lumber costs have gone up. There's a lot of issues with labor forces. And this all-female team is constructing the home.
That's
and
cool.
It's amazing.
That is awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. When we come back, during the break, I'll discuss with Loren what's going on in the golf tournament, food and drink-wise. That's for you, Loren. That was my tease for you.
Thank you.
For everybody else, we're going to talk about fun facts that students have shared with the class. Like, we found this on BuzzFeed, and it's hilarious. One of my college freshman fun facts was when the teacher told everyone to explain a little bit about yourself, he stood up and said, "I'm a public pooper. I don't mind going to the bathroom here at college. I don't have to go back to my dorm to poop."
Okay.
Okay.
Glad you announced that.
Thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Did you guys not think that was... Should we skip this segment?
No, I thought it was good. I can't wait. It's childish. I can't wait to hear more.
All right. Well, we'll get into it in six minutes. All right.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Teachers are heading to school right now listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. We love you guys. Thanks for doing what you do, and I think you're going to love this segment. These are weird facts that the students have shared with the class. Now, either when the teacher stood up and said, "Hey, tell us a little bit something about yourself," or "tell us what you've been doing over the summer," or the child just unsolicited stands up and yells something. Like this happened. One elementary school child in the middle of my math class said that he was born a dragon and became a human as he got older and then sat down.
There you go.
Yeah, good.
Another one of someone's students said, "Hey, fun fact for me and my family, I've actually had my hand up a sheep's bum before."
Oh my gosh.
Then he explained that they're a farming family and he was helping with lambing season.
That's so interesting.
That is so interesting.
You would have follow-up questions.
I would have tons. We would stop the class.
How about this one? These are fun facts, strange fun facts that students have shared with the class. One student said, "I'm raising cockroaches in my closet to sell to my brother who has a pet snake."
No.
I am disturbed on so many levels. I don't know what's worse, the cockroaches or the snake.
I like that the brother is selling them. Hopefully it was an economic class.
Does snakes even eat cockroaches? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I always thought they eat like rats and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Now, those are the pretty tame ones. Here's where things get a little weirder and a little more interesting. A student once told my wife. Yes. A student once told my wife that her daddy had a special device that he had to blow into to start his truck so she could get to school every day.
Yeah. Sorry, that's not funny.
Hey, all blow and go.
Yeah.
Just air it all out, sweetheart. Let's do the dirty laundry right here.
One of my middle schooler's fun facts was that his mom and dad had the same parents. When I asked him to clarify, he said, yeah, I only have one set of grandparents because my parents have the same parents. I felt so much better when the mom called me to explain that her elderly stepfather had married her husband's elderly mother.
And not that they were brother and sister.
I wouldn't even followed it if I was the teacher. I'd have been like, yeah.
Great.
I was wondering why his eye was where his ear was supposed to be. A kid in my kindergarten class shared over the summer that they went to Disney. Oh, that's nice, she said. Yeah, and my pee-pee fell off.
Oh,
what?
She said she didn't have any follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's a kindergartner, probably just joking around.
Yeah.
Now, I told you this before
an
we went
imagination.
To...
imagination.
Yep. I told you this one before we went to break, but it's pretty funny, too. A college freshman fun fact was that he enjoys going to the bathroom in public. Doesn't need to go back to his dorm. He can do it right in the campus. That's, doesn't have to go back to his dorm to do it.
So uncomfortable.
It's funny, though. Roy came in yesterday on a little side note. And he goes, because we have a shared bathroom right in front of us that's under construction, by the way, still under construction after a week and a half.
Yeah, well, they're getting to it.
The pandemic slows everything down,
yeah,
including urinal replacement. Yeah. And then there's a solo bathroom in the back by the sales area, which is now empty because our sales staff is working from home. The freaking sink, if you put it on, like, aim it just towards the H where it goes hot, what happens?
It is third-degree burns.
Yeah. Scalding hot?
Like, I'm not... When I tell you I'm not exaggerating for once in my life...
Because like, we're exaggerating.
I do exaggerate all the time because I think it's funny. But, like, if I legit put my hands and I immediately pulled it back because it hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it's that bad.
And there's fast. It's instant hot. You know, like, how you have the instant hot in your kitchen sometimes for cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what this is.
It's boiling water that spews from there. I have to wash in cold water.
I know. I love that you noticed that, too.
Yeah.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I would not pass a home inspection.
All right, Roy. What? You brought something to the table yesterday. And somebody heard the show on the podcast, and they're actually on hold to say that what your friend told you is actually right.
Yeah, my friend said something, and I said, no, that's not how you say it. This is how you say it. And now we're all confused. We don't know how you're supposed to say it.
Well, someone who heard the podcast yesterday, was listening in the afternoon, is on hold and says that Roy's friend is indeed right, and we're all saying one thing wrong.
Okay, can't wait to discuss. Coming up next.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It sucks. We lost Justin. But producer Nicole said that he will be able to, he had to run in to do something for work. Ugh, always work. What about our show, Justin?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Adulting just stinks.
I mean, we even like promoted that he was going to come on and argue against what Roy and you and me and everyone were saying yesterday.
Which... is a friend of mine said that he had a made-believe, a dream that he made-believe a woman did something, something, something. And I was like, made-believe? You mean make-believe? Like, you make-believe something. You don't made-believe. He goes, no, it's made-believe. He goes, all my friends say made-believe.
Yeah. So this guy, Justin, heard our podcast yesterday and at like 1:15 texted us. And so we called him back this morning and he says that someone in his family, I think his grandfather and his dad, said made-believe, and he is going to tell us that it's that's the right thing to say. It's not you don't have a make-believe friend. You have a made-believe friend.
Which the more we keep saying made-believe, mm-hmm. the more that sounds right.
I know.
Because now I sound like an idiot going make-believe.
But we even put a post up yesterday, and 5% of people said that they say made-believe and not make-believe. And I'm like, where's that 5%?
I don't know. And you know what? Maybe it's just one of those things that you've been saying wrong your whole life.
Yeah. All right. So listen, this happens in live radio. We'll push Justin. Hopefully he'll jump on the phone with us because I don't want to get into it until I hear why he says that his grandfather and his dad are saying it right and everyone else is saying it wrong. Okay.
Perfect.
Still to come.
So I want to talk to you guys about this. I think, in fact, I don't think, I know that my friend is lying. And I don't know why they're lying to me. I wish they wouldn't. I wish they'd feel comfortable enough. I'll get your opinion on this. Let's discuss. Coming up in 5.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos. Yay!
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I was having a Zoom happy hour with a friend of mine. And we've always, because, you know, they're happy hours. You show up, you know, with your favorite wine glass or a cocktail in hand. Mm-hmm. And we have snacks. It's a whole thing. Well, this friend of mine, she wasn't drinking. And so that's really unlike her. I don't know how else to explain to you how unlike her it is, because put it this way, anytime we've ever hung out, there's always been an alcoholic beverage involved.
It would be like me not drinking with
It'd
you.
It'd be very strange. Be very strange. And my mind immediately went to, oh, maybe she's, you know,
got kidney issues, liver issues. Maybe the pandemic has really beaten her up with the alcohol. She's taking a break.
Nope.
Huh?
I went to pregnancy.
Of course she did.
Immediately. And I first when I brought it up, I was like, no alcohol. No, not tonight. I'm like, what, are you pregnant or something? And she's like laughing. No. And then so we're drinking, having a good time. But now I start analyzing everything through the video screen. I'm trying to pick things out.
You can't get over it.
Can't get over it because I know this. There's something going on. There's either a medical thing behind this or a pregnancy behind. There's something more to this.
Wait, why does it have to be something more? Maybe she just didn't want to drink.
No, you don't know her. She's always drinking.
I know, but Roy, if she was pregnant, let's just walk down that road for a second. Don't you think if she was trying to hide something, she would have mocktailed up? Like, I used to mocktail up when we did our Zoom happy hours when I was pregnant, and you guys knew I was pregnant.
You would think, Loren. You would hope. But that's not what was happening. And I noticed that through the video, her girls were bigger, more pronounced.
Right. I'm letting you navigate this. I'm listening with everyone else.
And, you know, you could just tell by just the physical form that there's a glow.
Oh, okay.
If you will.
All right.
And I know that she is pregnant and she's not telling me. And I want her to tell me so bad.
Maybe she's not ready, Roy.
Well, hurry up. I'm ready.
It's not about you.
So you feel like your friend is lying to you because you asked her straight up, are you pregnant? And she said no.
Well, and I did say it at the very beginning before I really started analyzing everything in the screen. When there was no drink, she said no then. And that would have been the perfect opportunity to say something.
Yeah, just be careful. Don't push her. Because there's a whole thing with, like, people trying to get pregnant who maybe can't. Or, you know, people who are not outside of that window where your doctor says, like, hey, maybe you should, you know, just keep it on the DL just to make sure everything's okay.
She should go on the Ellen show, and Ellen can make her drink vodka to prove that she's not pregnant.
I think it was a glass of champagne with Mariah Carey, and that was like, that was really bad.
Why did she do that?
She's just trying to be funny.
Yeah, she's trying to entertain people and be funny and do a show like we do.
But she didn't know that Mariah had a miscarriage at that point, and like she didn't know all that.
Oh,
that's my point. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, so just be careful
and
pushing.
This is why Ellen's Satan, according to the news.
By the way, she came out yesterday and she spoke about the allegations from over the summer. We'll have that audio later on. But I would love to hear from other people who think that their friend is lying to them, because now you got me thinking in my head, and I know I have a friend who's going through a divorce and isn't telling me, and I straight up asked him if everything was okay, and he said everything's fine.
So
he vacationed by himself this summer.
Okay, so how does that work? Like, the next time you see him, he's like just not married anymore, and you're not supposed to say anything?
Yeah, it's text messages, and like he texted me a picture of him at the Hamptons.
He gets a new girlfriend and just what, like, doesn't draw attention to
it? And I'm like, dude, I was like, Are you at his wife's parents had a place at the Hamptons? And I'm like, are you at your in-laws' house? He's like, yeah, I am. And then I found out from another friend that he wasn't. Straight up lied to me.
Huh.
That's so weird. Why do friends lie?
I don't know.
All right, 704-570-9595. Is a friend lying to you?
And it's okay, but like you just know it. Just like Roy knows it and I know it.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show. So during that song, this was like, you know, each one of us steps up and brings something to the show. This was like, Roy is like, hey, before the show, I know a friend of mine's lying.
Mm-hmm.
But during that song, all you guys asked me were questions about my friend that I was telling you that I know is lying.
I know.
That's, for off-air reason, a more interesting story to me.
But I don't know any other details other than the fact that I'm pretty sure he's going through a divorce and not telling me.
How about this? Let me pull back the curtain just a little bit more. I know we don't have a lot of time. But I know for a fact that your friend's going through a divorce and you don't even know.
Like, the fact that he knows that and you don't know that.
I have a business partnership, Roy and this friend. But anyway, a couple text messages, 704 came in and said, I know for a fact that my friend got arrested for DUI, hasn't told anyone, it's been 2 years.
Wow. Another 704 texted in and said, my best friend is sleeping with a mutual acquaintance who's married with 2 kids. I have physical proof this is happening.
Oh.
She goes on to say, I've even confronted her about it just to get her to tell me the truth, and she denies everything. I've since ghosted her in our friendship. Due to the sole fact that she's lying to me. I could care less what she's doing. That's none of my business.
It's still a lie.
Right.
We can keep the conversation going. You can send us DMs. Follow us on Instagram at the MRL Show.
Speaking of DUIs, we got a DM from someone, and they have a question. They were the designated driver, and something happened. And I want everyone to listen to this, and we'll weigh in on whether or not the designated driver is to blame for what happened. We'll do that in less than 7 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Mandy, we got a DM, and I think that this case is pretty open and shut, to be honest with you, but Dan wants our opinion on something. He went on a road trip with a couple friends last week, and it was a quick road trip, but there was dinner involved, and he decided that he would be the designated driver after dinner. He says, I managed to back my friend's car into a trailer, and I messed up the hind bumper. It turns out it's going to cost $800 to fix. Mm. Am I responsible to pay for it, even if he has insurance? And do I pay his deductible?
Yeah, you wrecked the car.
I agree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you wrecked the car.
Yeah, but the consequences could have been way worse if the other guy drove.
Oh, for sure. But
he's the designated driver. He was doing the guy a favor by taking the wheel.
But it was still your mishap that caused the accident. And here, I'll even go another step. I don't think you should pay his deductible. I think you should pay the $800 outright to fix it instead of making him go through the insurance.
What's your line on this, Manny? Like, what if the designated driver drove through the house?
Drove through the house?
Yeah, how big does the damage have to be for you to think it was his misfortune?
I mean, if we're going to break it down like that, if he drove through his house, they should go 50-50 on it.
Nobody told you to put the house there.
Because let me tell you something. If you think it's all amnesty when there's a DD involved, I'll drive you any day.
I mean, well, hold on. Let's see what producer Nicole thinks, because it's 2-1 right now. Do you think the designated driver should get amnesty on a bump fender bender?
Yeah, kind of.
I agree.
Because that's kind of like, I guess the price of, I don't know, you know?
No, what it is, you're right. It's the price of letting the guy drive you while you were drunk.
He could have got a cab. You were just doing on a massage. He could have paid $15 for a cab and avoided all of it. Now he's out $800-some.
Like, this isn't the same, but one of my, when I lived in an apartment complex, one of my friends drove to me, parked her car in my apartment complex, and her car got towed. That's not my responsibility.
I agree.
That's her responsibility.
I agree with that, too.
All right, real quick, one call, break the tie. But is a designated driver responsible? What?
I just find it weird that if you believe that, how do you not believe it's the driver's responsibility when he makes a mistake? The person made a mistake parking in your garage.
Right.
So
803 just texted in and said, designated driver is designated for the full responsibility.
They're responsible for the car.
Okay, then the designated driver is going to then just let you drive drunk, and that's a horrible idea.
Well, 704 also texted and said they should just pay the $800 outright. They agree with me, because if they turn it into the insurance, their insurance might possibly go up.
Manny, I have bad news. I think I changed my mind.
Oh, no! All right, I'm never driving any of you drunkies anywhere.
Still to come.
In fact, awesome. The only thing you guys are allowed to drink is cheer wine. How about that for a segue?
We'll give it to you for a year. Free cheer wine for a year if you beat the Pop Princess. Can't beat Lorraine. Coming up at 5.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Nicolette, welcome to the Mani, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey. We sometimes call Nicole Nicolette in the studio.
That's true.
But you are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Yes.
She's got her husband, Josh, there to help, too. So both of you guys throw Lorraine out of the studio.
All right, Lorraine, go on out.
I'm going. I hate the two against one.
Lorraine's putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the question.
All right, Nicolette and Josh in Columbus, NC. Vanessa Bryant's mother is saying that she was kicked out of the house following the death of her husband. Who is Vanessa's late husband?
We don't know that one.
Vanessa Bryant's late husband, Bryant? Bryant?
Her husband died earlier. Okay. Yep, she said it.
This
Bryant.
Okay. This Charlie's Angel, who has also starred in movies like 50 First Dates, says watching Paris Hilton's new documentary, This Is Paris, was like seeing a mirror image of herself. Which actress are we talking about?
Drew Barrymore.
Question 3. Taylor Swift shares another folklore playlist with her fan base. What city in Tennessee does she call home?
Nashville.
And Dancing with the Stars is going to be on tonight, featuring Charlotte's very own Nelly and the Tiger Lady, also known as whom?
Carol Baskin.
And question 5. This daytime talk show host known as the Be Kind Lady returned to the studio for the first time, and she acknowledged public workplace misconduct. Who is that?
Ellen
DeGeneres. Lorraine!
Back into the studio.
All right, how did Nicolette do?
Did fantastic. Got them all correct. We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
We gifted her with one like we always gift everybody. Let's see how you do, Ren. Vanessa Bryant's mother saying that she was kicked out of the house following the death of her husband. Who is Vanessa's late husband?
Kobe Bryant.
This Charlie's Angel, who also starred in movies like 50 First Dates, says watching Paris Hilton's new documentary, This Is Paris, was like seeing a mirror image of herself. What actress is that?
Drew Barrymore?
Good guess. Taylor Swift shared her folklore playlist with her fan base. What Tennessee city does Taylor Swift call home?
Nashville.
Question 4. Dancing with the Stars is on tonight. It features Charlotte's very own Nelly and the Tiger Lady, also known as?
Carol Baskin.
This daytime talk show host known as the Be Kind Lady returned to the studio for a new season yesterday and publicly acknowledged workplace misconduct allegations. Her name is?
Ellen.
I don't know how you got Drew Barrymore. Thought you were going to lose that one.
It is a tie to tie. It's a tie. 5-5. Lorraine, you got 32 wins.
Nicolette.
Yes.
This was a good game, girl.
It was.
Ties stay with the house, though, unfortunately. Not our rules.
Yes, I know. I know.
Go ahead and do it.
Well, I can tie her in, but I can't beat her.
Yeah, and Josh was no help, by the way. Her husband didn't say one thing.
Come on, Josh.
All right.
I was no help.
Thanks for playing, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Elise, in your Facebook message to us, you mentioned that there's an issue with your boyfriend's ex. How is she meddling in your relationship?
She's been around for our entire relationship, but I kind of have a feeling that Jay may be cheating on me with her.
What makes you think that?
Because, I mean, we've been dating almost a year. It'll be a year in March. We actually met at your St. Patty's Day event last year, and that's when we started dating. Yeah, I got to meet you guys. You guys are awesome. But the entire time we've been dating, Jay's mom, that's my boyfriend, Jay's mom and his ex have been, like, close. They remain friendly. She brings her up in front of me as, like, the one that got away, like, in that kind of sense. She doesn't say it, But she, like, implies it.
But you know.
You know, a few months ago, his cousin was getting married, and instead of having me as his plus one, his mom had her as his plus one, his ex-girlfriend, because allegedly the cousin was very close with the ex.
Wait a minute. How old is he?
Very uncomfortable.
Elise, is he 15 that he can't pick his plus one for a wedding?
No, he's old enough to make his own decisions. You know, which is why it's very uncomfortable for me to be in this position.
You know, a lot of times we say a hunch is all you need, and if there's a hunch, it's typically not a good sign. Is before we start this, is there anything else?
To be honest, there is a whole list of things that we could go through, but it all just comes down to the fact that I'm afraid that when he's not with me, that he's with Amber, and that's my concern.
Okay. Well, we'll call him up and see who he sends the roses to.
Okay.
I almost feel like we should call his mom.
Yeah. All right.
And say that there's a wedding. Who would she like to be? Her son's plus one?
Yeah.
All right. We are going to call him up.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. I'm looking for Jay, please.
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. My name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I'm calling to inform you that you have won our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we are giving away $100 in beautiful red roses.
I'm not really interested in any sales calls, but thank you so much.
Honestly, Jay, it's not a sales call. I'm just calling to find out who you would like to send these romantic roses to. They are free of charge. We don't charge delivery. It's not a reoccurring charge. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
You don't need any charge then. So you don't need any, there's no credit card, paper trail or anything.
I need no credit card from you. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Who would you like to send these to?
Amber.
Oh. What would you like to put on Amber's card?
Let's put, thank you for being patient with me. I'm sure this is meant to be.
Okay.
Is that too cheesy?
No. I mean, sounds like you guys have some history.
No, it's not too cheesy, but it's f***ing wrong.
Hey, Jay. That was Elise.
Are you kidding me, you motherfucker? Are you kidding me?
You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show.
And she had a feeling that you would send them to Amber.
Are you playing a prank on me?
It's where we catch cheaters.
I can assure you, no one's laughing over this. This is not a joke.
I'm like shaking. I don't even know what to do.
You're so, like, sneaky and weird. And my God, Elise. God, you're
if you
crazy.
Didn't want to be with me, what? You should have said something. You should have told me.
What would you expect here? I've known her for so long. She's like a friend of the family. We're so close.
Jay, that doesn't make it right.
No.
If you and Elise are a couple, you guys met last year on St. Paddy's Day. You are supposedly a couple. You're coming up on a year, bro, but you sent the romantic flowers to your ex.
With a note, by the way, that was very telling of what's going on in your relationship with her.
I feel this is like
what's not cool is you cheating. That's not cool.
Look,
I don't know how you could do this to me. You're such a head. Why didn't you just tell me? Why didn't you just tell me that you didn't want to be with me? If you wanted to be with her, you should have just told me. You didn't have to lie to me.
You're so pushy. You're like, you get so sensitive over the littlest thing. There's like no good way to tell you anything.
You think sending flowers to someone else is little?
You're cheating on me. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? You're cheating on me. I stood by you. I was there for you. You could have told me.
You knew that she was part of my life when we met. You knew that she was around. You knew that she's close to my family. You're the one that like insisted and pushed on this relationship. You're like pushing the intimacy. And it wasn't there. And fine. You're going to blame me.
You are going to blame me for you cheating on me. I stood by you. I've been there for you. When your car broke down, I helped you out. I gave you rides when you had to get around. Why don't you f***ing call Amber then, huh? And she's so great. Why don't you just call f***ing Amber, okay?
We lost him. He's
Oh, Elise, I'm He's gone, so Elise. Sorry.
I should have known.
And God only knows how long this has been going on.
Yeah.
All right, Elise, let us know if you need anything, okay? Take care.
Okay, thank you.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, we had a radio family member come on to the show for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. And ultimately, what they needed help with was they
were Ashley and Jared, I think, Roy. You were looking for their names.
I was trying to find the names desperately over here. I was searching all my papers. Ashley went on a date with Jared and went back to his house, but his house was in a trailer park community. And so she came onto the show and said that she wants him to have higher aspirations. And that she didn't really want to go on another date with him. Well, Jared in Gastonia happened to hear her on the radio. And so he then called into our show and wanted to state what he feels and what he thinks about all of this. It was drama filled. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat going, I cannot believe these two are interacting and confronting each other.
I couldn't believe that he was listening and called it. Like, that just makes my heart pump.
Yeah, he told us one of his friends also told him, call in. You got to call in and defend yourself here. All right, so all that being said, Ashley and Jared worked it out, we think. It was actually kind of a open-ended conversation, too, where it's like, Jared's like, hey, I'm not looking to move out of my trailer community anytime soon. And Ashley's like, well, I'm not really looking to date someone who has long-term, you know, trailer home living on their mind. So we turned to Facebook because we love, talking to you guys and communicating with you throughout the day. So when we turned to our Facebook page, the MRL show on Facebook, Nicole posted 22 hours ago on air topic from this morning. She says, would you date someone who lives in a trailer park? Comment yes or no. This is where we got into hot water with our listeners, Loren, our so-called listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they didn't hear the segment. Then therefore they don't know where this question is coming from and why we're bringing it up.
Oh, well, Kelly look at says, us being egotistical, just thinking everybody listens to every second of this program.
Kelly says, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves judging people based on where they live now. Whether you have a problem with it or not, posting this question for people to comment on is insulting and rude. And that got like 10 likes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now they think we're awful. I was on your side. I don't think that you should judge someone for living in a trailer park. In fact, there's trailer parks way nicer than my home.
Yeah, I mean, people that are commenting on this clearly didn't hear the conversation yesterday because, I'm looking at some of the comments right now, too, and it says if you date a person for their possessions, not just on, like, if they're coming up, then y'all are shallow. And if you didn't hear it, I get where that could be misconstrued on Facebook.
Madeline comments on our Facebook post. People who live in trailer parks aren't less of people. What kind of question is this?
We agree.
Now, thankfully, somebody named Mandy Cross.
Jen Pack also did it.
Went on and said it was from an on-air date 'em or dump 'em topic from this morning. A listener had an issue dating someone in a trailer park, so she called in for advice. And I was going to comment and say that to everyone, but then I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Like, have at it. Like, respond to the post. You get to say what you want to say, and then that's it.
Well, sometimes when you, try to overly defend yourself, then it makes you look even more guilty of something.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to reshape it, you know, Nicole could have put, like, hey, Ashley didn't want to date
someone who lived in
Jared, who lived in a trailer park. What are your, you know, would you date someone who lived there? Mm-hmm. That would have made it understandable, because if you're scrolling through and you see on air topic from this morning, would you date someone who lives in a trailer park? If you didn't hear it, you'd be like, what was MRL making fun of trailer families, trailer parks and stuff? And no, we make fun of Loren living in a giant home. We're the opposite. We live in reality on this show. What kind of question is this? Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. And then, I mean, just one after another, this is being so judgy. I've seen well-dressed businessmen go into their home in their trailer park. So thank you, Ashley and Jared, for getting us in trouble yesterday on Facebook.
But there's also people on this string that are defending us. Like I said, Jen is, like, responding to a ton of people, and she explained also that it was a datum or dump 'em.
Good for Jen. Jen also might be a burner account for Nicole.
Oh, really?
I think I'm going to go on and respond. I'm too afraid that we'll lose a listener. We have not many. We can't afford one to go down.
Maybe we could post the link to
the audio.
The audio in there.
Yeah. And if you're hearing this today and you didn't hear it yesterday, it's always on our replay podcast, which you can get on the Kiss95.1 app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. It was a 2-segment piece and it was really good. People were really into it. That's why we asked.
Now so, everybody hates it.
Well, it just comes off like we were talking about it and just asked people.
I know.
Oh, somebody else got themselves into a thing here and said, no, I wouldn't. And everyone jumped on. Oh, God.
Well, we had some listeners who felt pretty like, hey, listen, you have standards and it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
We had listeners who were sticking to their guns, too.
That's good. That's good. Text messages are coming in, too, saying yesterday's segment was amazing. I got in trouble for my boss at work for being late. You can just listen to it on the podcast after the show, even.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Now for some more internal drama featuring Nicole and Loren.
Yeah, there's a little wager going on between Nicole and I.
Did you know about this, Roy?
I did not.
You might be into this, too, because it has to do with Virginia Tech.
Oh, big
and
fan.
NC State, which is Nicole's school.
Yeah, I think they wear blue, don't they?
No.
Okay. All right, we're going to figure this out coming up in 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Football season is coming back into focus a little bit. You know, Big Ten's going to come back soon. SEC's going to start playing.
Exciting.
Yeah.
It gives us something to do on the weekends.
And finally, for a lot of college football fans, their weekends are coming back, Roy. And I know you are kind of a Virginia Tech fan, too, growing up in Roanoke.
Yeah, I was a big Virginia Tech fan because in where I lived in Roanoke, Virginia Tech was maybe like 30 minutes away. So that's like the team you rooted for. It was that or UVA. And because we were so close to Virginia Tech, everyone I knew was a Hokie fan.
Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is that Loren's a big VT fan.
Mm-hmm. I married in.
You married into
yep.
it.
My husband's dad was a coach of Virginia Tech with Frank Beamer when Frank first came in. So we're like a Virginia Tech football family.
Nice. And then producer Nicole, who's making the noise in her studio, is a NC State fan. And guess who plays this weekend?
Virginia Tech and NC State.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Nicole and I had already started the smack talk last week through text.
Yes. And we've decided that we're going to make a fun bet.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident about my Wolfpack this year.
I feel pretty confident, too.
Good. So, you are ranked.
So you what's the bet? Just who's going to win? Who's going to lose? That's it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and so what's the consequences if, let's say, the Wolfpack wins?
I mean, did we agree on that, Nicole?
Well, what conversation has already been about is that if my team wins and Lorenz loses, that she has to grow her unibrow out.
Very possible. Very, very possible. I had a unibrow as a child.
I love that. That has been a bet that has been sitting on the table that has never been taken. So you're okay with that?
Well, see, the original bet was that I would grow out my unibrow and Nicole would eat dog treats. But I didn't feel like that was an even bet. That was not an even circumstance okay. for an outcome.
So what is even?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You think that somehow, some way, Nicole, who loves dogs, is going to be comfortable eating dog treats?
I would rather eat a dog treat than grow my unibrow out.
Okay. Fair enough. Then okay. What is the equal punishment of unibrow growing?
So I think Nicole, if Virginia Tech wins, you should have to let me, blogger style, dress you for 1 week for work.
Ooh, like
blogger style,
like an
blogger style. Yeah, like an influencer, like the high boots, messy bun.
Ooh, a dress?
A dress, pumpkin spice latte in hand.
Can I link all my outfits?
Sure can.
Oh, yeah.
Swipe to shop.
Like to know it.
I love that you know what that is, though.
Yeah, like to know it. Use my code.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Wait, for 1 day? Are you going to dress her for a week or
no,
what?
I think if I have to grow out my unibrow, because that's going to take a while. I think the week is where it's at.
Yeah, how long? Because you're Italian. You grow a lot of hair. How long does it take for it to to grow
Thank
out?
You. I don't know. I mean, it could take 2 weeks. It could take a month. I don't know.
You can accentuate it, too, if you want. Put, like, eyeliner on it.
Really?
Yes, because if it can show, then we'll probably call the bet off. Okay. Like, it has to look good, though.
Okay.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so if Virginia Tech wins, just to recap, if Virginia Tech wins, that's Loren's team, you will see Nicole dressed as a basic bee
yep.
for a straight week.
And we will post a day on the MRL show
oh
for you
God.
To like.
Okay.
And then if the Wolfpack wins, Roy.
Lorraine will grow out a unibrow.
And we'll take a picture a day so we can see the progression at the end.
progress.
I like that too.
How do you think Dallas is going to feel about you growing out the uni?
Oh, he's already not down for this. But I asked him, I was like, okay, so if I take the bet, like how sure are we the Virginia Tech's going
to question.
Produce, you know?
And?
They're ranked and state's not. I will say
yeah.
that.
He said it's pretty good, so.
Well, hold on.
Hey, Siri, what's the betting line on the NC State-Virginia Tech game? That's a good indication.
Does she know that? That seems like a pretty big question.
Virginia Tech will defeat NC
State by 7 points.
Seven. See, that's close.
That is close.
That's not a definite. That's not 14.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to follow along, you guys. I love this. And are you going to be watching it together?
Oh, I don't know. Should we?
We could. Game's at 8.
Yeah, I might be down for that.
8 p.m.?
Yeah.
It's prime time, baby. Let's go.
Is that too late, Gramps?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So my friend said made-believe. And I said, no, it's make-believe. And he says I'm wrong. I say he's wrong. Justin joins the Manny Moore and the Rhythm Morning Show to tell us who's right and who's wrong. Am I right or is my friend right?
So I was listening to the podcast yesterday because I don't always get a chance to catch it in the morning. So my granddaddy and my dad both say made-believe, all right?
Okay.
But personally, I'm not sure that's right, but that's what I was raised as, and everyone else says it different. But I swear to God, my dad will correct a perfect stranger
mm-hmm.
to tell them it's made-believe. Instead of make believe,
really,
and they say everyone always says it wrong. So, I mean, if I'm going from my upbringing, from what I know, it's made believe.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I said make.
I just say make believe. So
that's what we said yesterday.
Make believe.
It sounds like make believe. I just made believe
yeah,
that
sounds like make believe. So I just go with that. I don't know.
That's funny.
What were you gonna say, Ren?
I was just gonna say like I've always said make believe. Make believe, but now that everybody's saying made believe, I'm like, well, maybe that is right because it's past tense.
Nobody knows.
Now I just heard you say make believe.
I know.
And then I heard you say may believe. Like
Maybelline.
But Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Holy crap. Well, we heard from some English teachers that DM'd us and sent us some text messages that made believe is the past tense. That's all they can say. Like if you had a make-believe friend, you would have said, I had a made-believe friend when I was younger. That's how they can say that you would use it correctly.
Okay.
But if you're talking about current, like, hey, I have a made-believe friend that I'm riding in the car with right now, that doesn't make sense. But to your dad and your grandpa, it did.
Or let's make-believe.
I feel like with a lot of things for the older folks, you get just one version. And that's what it always is.
Yeah, that's a good point, Loren. It would be like if you were playing with your friends, you'd be like, let's made believe that we are going to that we're Hornets players.
If it's present or future tense, you would say make believe, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I give up on it.
Yeah, I give up on it. But Justin's dad and grandfather verify what your friend said, Roy, which is that they use made believe.
I'm wrong. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Thanks for listening to the podcast that you catch every day.
No problem.
There's Justin verifying that made believe is the truth still lies out there with that. It's kind of like, remember when we had the whole eclair thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's eclair cake.
Eclair is what I say.
It's there's no egg. It's not egg.
By the way, I love this text from 412. It says, Mr. Rogers, land of make-believe,
yes!
Not made-believe.
Right.
Can I get a bell?
Oh.
And it's just one text after another of everybody saying they always said make-believe. Here's the thing. If anybody has always said make-believe, we're with you. The thing is, are you going to switch over to now say the right way, according to Justin's grandparents and Roy's friend, and say made-believe?
It's made. It's make believe.
I don't know. Still to come. I love it. I love it. Okay.
Oh,
you know
man.
What else I love? We just talked about the bet that Loren and Nicole are going to have for each other after this weekend's football game between NC State and Virginia Tech.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 910 says both of these bets are the bomb. I hope Loren wins, though, so that we can see Nicole in her fall fashion, fall boots. Blogger clothes. Now, anyway, we have a game that we need to play. Is it a real football player's nickname? There's somebody in the NFL named Ha Ha Dixon. Or maybe there's not. We'll play coming up in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh, shoot, we just lost our caller, our contestant. Maybe her phone wasn't very good. Cheryl, but if you can, Cheryl, call back. If not, let's get somebody else to play.
704-570-9595.
The game is called, Is It a Football Player's Nickname for Real or Not? Roy knows nothing about football. Loren's kind of good.
Okay.
And since the Panthers aren't playing very well, this is the next best thing to football.
Okay. I'm excited. Let's go ahead and play.
Yeah, we'll play while we wait for somebody to chime in.
Give me one.
All right. Big Ben. Is Big Ben the name of a current National Football League player? Yes or no, Roy?
Well, I know it's a clock that's been under construction for some time. Big Ben. Here comes Big Ben going down the field. I'm going to go with yes.
And why do they call him that, do you think?
Probably because his name's Ben.
And he's big.
And he's big. Yeah, Big Ben.
Loren, is he right?
Yes, he plays for the Steelers.
Very good, Roy. Big Ben. What position, Roy?
He is a... who's the guy that you throw the ball to?
Receiver?
He's the receiver.
He's a quarterback.
He's the quarterback.
Hi, good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
Welcome to everybody's favorite new game show. Is it a football nickname or not? You know how it goes now. Roy got Big Ben correct. Let's see how you do against Loren and Roy. I'll just go around the room. First person to get two correct wins, okay?
Okay.
Michaela, we'll start with you. Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Huh.
Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Is that a nickname or not?
That's a nickname, yes.
It is right.
No, it's a
His real name is Sean, but he's a safety. His name is Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Love his last name. I think it's funny.
Okay.
A funny name.
Michaela's on the board with one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Loren.
Okay.
The Big Sack. Is there a football player named the Big Sack?
No.
You sure?
Somebody going to put that on the back of their jersey?
No, actually, you are right. There is no Big Sack. So no. Loren's got one. Yeah. Roy, let's try and get you on the list here.
Okay.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice. He's cold. He's ice cold because he plays tough. His name's Matthew. Yes, Matty Ice is a player.
Very good. Look at you guys. You're all on the board. All right, Michaela. If you get this one right, you're going to walk away a winner. Are you ready?
Ready.
The Squirrel. Is the Squirrel the nickname of a National Football League player?
I know it's my
cousin. I'm going to go with no.
The Squirrel?
That's my cousin.
No, that's my cousin's name.
I know. Roy does have a family member in Virginia named Squirrel. No, you are incorrect. It is. It's wide receiver Julian Edelman's nickname is the Squirrel because he scurries around the field. Yeah.
That's Jules.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you that's what my game says. Julian Edelman.
Man.
All right, Michaela. You guys are arguing over it.
I know.
I know. And by the way, Michaela, there's no prize on the line. It's just pride, okay?
It is pride. I'm a Patriots fan.
Well, now hang on. Cam's over there, so I'm good with that
no,
now.
No, I can't even get on board with Cam.
Can we see if we can get one person to get to two?
Okay.
Loren, you're up next.
All right.
Terror Train. Is Terror Train the name of a current National Football League player, a nickname?
Easy.
Yes.
No, you're incorrect. It's not.
Oh.
Roy apparently knew that. All right, Roy for the win. Are you ready? The Claymaker. Is the Claymaker the name of a current National Football League player, a nickname?
Yes, and he is a running back for the Buffalo Bills.
You should have stopped with just... Yes, you are correct. Roy is the winner. It is the name of the linebacker, Clay Matthews.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Running back, linebacker, both have backs.
How about road closed, Michaela? Just for fun. Road closed.
Road closed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absurd. You'd almost think it would be a yes.
Roads closed is the name of the Indianapolis Colts cornerback, Xavier Rhodes.
There you go.
I used to know a football player named Diesel. I always thought that was funny.
Yeah.
In high school.
You two should be ashamed of yourself. Roy won the game and knows nothing
I
about
know.
The sport.
He really doesn't.
Talent. Y'all. Talent.
All right, Michaela.
I'm ashamed of squirrel. Dang. Right.
Now you know, and thanks for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We appreciate it out there in Statesville.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, you know, I never did well in college. I dropped out. I did go to Harvard Business School online, though.
And you did well in that.
I did do well at that. And I went to real estate school. I did super well in that.
Nice.
But I never really did the full experience like everybody else does. And we were online after the show, and we found this article, and it was so funny. The most cheated on subjects in college. Hmm. And I wanted to see if you guys cheated on any of these. That's okay.
Okay.
This feels like entrapment.
I'll openly admit on one of them that I cheated. I'm okay with admitting to it.
Okay.
This is the top six cheated subjects rolling in at number six, nursing, which is alarming.
Well, that is very alarming.
Lorraine's good at nursing. She nurses in here like three times a morning.
Yeah, you're preparing the pumps right now.
I think they mean nursing school.
Yeah.
Number five is sociology.
I didn't take that.
I did. And you know what? It's been enough many years. I'll admit to it.
Oh.
I cheated.
In sociology?
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's like psychology, but it's not.
How do you cheat?
Manny, don't ask me. That's why I had to cheat.
And let me, I got caught.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I had to lie my way out of it. Yeah, I the way they track, because you had to, as in college, with college, you had to write papers. And I was working on this paper with a friend of mine, but I took his document and worked within his document and changed stuff around. Well, evidently there's like secret codes in the Word document that the teachers know if you steal someone else's work.
Really?
Yeah.
Good
and so,
know.
I know. And so when I submitted it online, they're like, hey, you used someone else's Word document.
Oh no.
I'm like, no, I didn't. And then they're like, well, yeah, you did. And I was like, well, we were at a coffee shop together.
Maybe he used mine.
Maybe I was like, maybe there was a mix-up. I don't know, with the computers. You know, I blamed it all on technology.
Good for you.
But I was like, I had to go to the dean of psychology or whatever that crap was.
When I was in college from 1993 through 97, there was no computer online cheating.
You had to write it out.
I didn't have the internet till like my senior year of college. I'm pretty sure like 96, 97.
Did you use the typewriter?
We used my friend's. He had one of those giant pagers that would get a message, and you would call the operator and be like, hey, tell, they'd be like, operator 156, what's the PIN number? And you say, PIN number is 2130. And they'll go, what's the message? And I'll be like, Doug, meet me at such and such a place. And she go, okay, message is sent.
Hmm.
That was the technology. So he goes, dude, come to my house. We'll put all the answers and send them to the operator, and I'll have them on my pager.
That's a good idea.
So we'd call the operator, and we'd be like, 19, like in history, is history on the list as one of the most cheated?
It's number two.
Yeah, I agree, because it's hard to remember all the dates.
Yeah.
And I would be like, World War II started, 1941. She'd go, okay. And you would hear her typing.
Just aiding the cheating.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Be like, Hitler.
She's like, crazy.
What messages are you sending? We're like, never mind. the Soviet Union collapsed.
Let's see here on the list. Number one was English. English is the most cheated on subject in America.
Because you got to turn in all those papers, and I think that's where you got caught up, Ryan. Mm-hmm.
Not only that, we can't figure out English on this show, and we're adults out of college. We don't know if it's make-believe or made-believe. Egg Claire or Egg Claire.
Though, and cough is spelled the same way, but it doesn't sound right. It's not the same sound.
Right. Oh, man, that's funny. We got a text message from 704 that said they got busted cheating and had to rewrite their whole paper. Mm.
I had to rewrite mine, too.
That one that you got busted on?
Yeah, I had to rewrite the whole thing. And it was due, like, she didn't even give me time. She's like, well, it's due tomorrow, so you're going to spend the next 15 hours.
Hmm. You're lucky she let you rewrite it.
I remember my senior year of high school. I'm sorry, my senior year of college. I found out that there's this building in, like, southern New Jersey. And I went down there, and they sold papers out of, like, a strip mall.
Okay.
And the building didn't even have a name. It just, you walked into a storefront and there was papers everywhere.
That's so shady.
And the guy's like, what do you need your paper on? And I was like, well, I told my communications professor I was going to do a history of Howard Stern versus the FCC, but I'm finding it to be boring. And quite honestly, I don't want to do it. And he goes, well, here, I have like the FCC and their battles against television broadcasters. I'm like, how many pages is it? 18. Great, I'll take it. So then I hired somebody else to type it up, and I handed it in. And the professor goes, Mr. Maney, I was really looking forward to your paper on the FCC versus Howard Stern. I know we're both fans of the show. What happened? And I was like, I wanted to just be like, well, they didn't have it at the store. But I was like, I got bored with it. And I thought after my research, I found this to be more interesting.
Yeah. You could talk your way in or out of anything.
Well, but back then, this is so long ago. It's not like they could check, you know, so easily if things were plagiarized. I mean, you had to use like encyclopedias.
I did.
Yeah.
We had this one encyclopedia that was so old in our house. It said, maybe one day we'll explore the moon. And I'm not joking. That was in the science section. It was just a picture of, like, the moon and people looking up at it. I'm dead serious, dude. Oh, I mean, you know. It's crazy. I'm telling you. And did you ever have Cliff Notes, Loren?
Yeah.
Did you use Cliff Notes?
I had Spark Notes.
The Cliff Notes are, like, the short notes of the book?
Yeah, but I had Spark Notes, which is a similar thing.
I did do a report on Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. I rented the movie and wrote about my report through the movie. And she failed me because she goes, the movie's not the truth. And you did the ultimate no-no. Like, I set a trap and you and like 300 students failed it and rented the movie.
That's
read the book.
The worst. Don't set traps.
I just can't get over the fact you had a really old encyclopedia. Like, your encyclopedia was like, and one day we'll purchase Louisiana.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
So, of course, we all have our eyes on Dancing with the Stars this evening because Cara Baskin is on there. Well, in the teaser for tonight, she's going to open up about Tiger King and how she's dealing with it. She got emotional and broke down.
Tonight on Dancing with the Stars, Carol Baskin reveals how Tiger King affected her life.
I keep it inside. That is the absolute worst in this.
Dancing with the Stars live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
By the way, she gave Tyra Banks nothing on the After Dance interview the other day because she's very like...
I feel
soft-spoken.
Like she is very soft-spoken, and I feel like this is a lot of pressure for her, especially since... her last go-round with TV didn't quite work out for her.
Right.
You know what, though? She did just fine. She has all this national recognition. She's on Cameo making a ton of money.
Dancing with the Stars paid her.
Dancing with the Stars. Like, she needs to simmer down.
But I feel like she thought, or she feels like Dancing with the Stars is going to give her redemption. Like, it's a chance for her to tell her side of the story live without anybody, like, editing it to make her in a bad light. And I'm not defending Carol in any way, shape, or form. I think she fed her husband to the tigers.
It would be funny if she was, like, dancing and got all frustrated, and she was like, I can't do the dance.
It just broke her.
I fed my husband to the tigers. And Tyra Banks is like, I'm sorry, what now?
How about this move?
Come on.
Slowly and little by little, other contestants magically disappear.
Instead of getting voted off.
I gotta be honest, this is Tyra Banks talking. I noticed a tiger backstage dragging Nelly's shirt around. Nelly missed his dance. Anybody have any ideas? Carol, we're looking at you.
I found this can of sardine oil. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. I didn't like Nelly. She wanted to pet my tiger.
This is such soft-spoken Carol, yet she's murdering everyone.
Yeah. What was that, Carol? Did we just get a murder confession? Eat your heart out, Tom Bergeron. You wish you had that. Oh, man, we joke, and honestly, obviously, you know, you hope that something happens in this case with her husband, but my gosh. All right, yeah. Lorraine, what else?
All right, so Ellen, she just kicked off a new season of her show, and of course, she's had a lot of bad press over the summer. She actually took it head on and addressed it during her opening monologue.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome. How was everybody's summer? Good? Yeah? Mine was great. Super terrific. As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected.
Mm-hmm. So she went on.
Did she fire, like, all her producers and starting fresh and...
I mean, I guess you have to get rid of the bad eggs, you know?
Here's a little more.
And if I've ever let someone down, if I've ever hurt their feelings, I am so sorry for that. If that's ever the case, I have let myself down and I've hurt myself as well, because I always try to grow as a person. I look at everything that comes into my life as an opportunity to learn. I got into this business to make people laugh and feel good. That's my favorite thing to do. That and Jenga.
But you know what? I feel on a much lower level, obviously, because we're here in Charlotte, but I feel the same way. And if we offend somebody along the way, I feel bad about it. I really do. But mm-hmm. my ultimate goal is to put a smile on somebody's face.
Right.
But you have to do it in a way that's not like you can't. It's no different than being at school where, like, you're bullying somebody to get a laugh. You know what I mean?
It's a little different.
You can't do it. It is a little different. You're right.
It's definitely different.
But if you're making a joke at somebody's expense or at something's expense, you know, chances are somebody that's is not going to find it funny.
I feel like it's only funny if you're in on the joke. You know what I mean? Like, you guys give me a hard time about the chateau. Like, that's funny because I'm in on the joke. Yeah. I get it. It's funny.
Yeah, and we exaggerate it, which is also the funny.
But if I was offended by that, it wouldn't be funny. And it would appear probably to somebody that was mean.
All right, we got to go golf at the Eastwood Homes.
You got to go golf at Lorraine's backyard.
She's wearing her country club shirt, just saying. But no, Eastwood Homes is doing something really cool. They're raising money for Levine Children's Hospital. And, of course, the Manny Ryan Lorraine Show Secret Santa. Super important coming up this year. Is there anything else, Ren?
No. I mean, Kelly Clarkson said that her divorce took her by surprise. Like, she was completely taken off guard.
Ooh. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, most divorces aren't like that. Most divorces are like, we're in trouble right now. We're going to work it out.
Yep.
Yeah. So she just says it's hard to deal with, and that's why she's being private about it. But you can get more celebrity gossip, of course, at kiss951.com.
All right. Don't forget, while you're there, you can win $3,500 just in time for the holidays. You have till September 28th to do that. And shop our online store. Great stuff there. Cameron's up next. Bye, Roy.
Goodbye, Manny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.